This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with Auto Quote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian makes the team collaboration software that powers enterprise businesses around the world, including over 80% of the Fortune 500. With Atlassian's AI-powered software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom, you'll have more time to do the work that matters. In fact, Atlassian customers experience a 25% reduction in project duration per year. Unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Just a quick heads up that there is a little bit of swearing in this episode. Okay, here's the show. Do you know how long you've been on Blue Sky, Will?
I joined pretty early on during the invite phase because a colleague of mine invited me on. So I would say probably about a year and a half, which is like almost as long as one can have been on Blue Sky at this point, I think. What about you, Lizzie?
I joined in the invite phase, although I haven't really used it. When I look at my profile, I had one post from 2023 and then like a year plus gap until very recently.
That is very common.
That is Will Oremus, a technology writer for The Washington Post and friend of the show. He's been having a pretty good time on Blue Sky.
It reminds me a lot of an earlier era of Twitter, and I'm definitely not the first person to say that. The default feed is chronological. It's just like all the posts from all the people you follow in order, which is a rarity these days. When it started, it was sort of like this small community, like you felt like you were part of something for a while. And now that's changing as it grows. But like one of the cool things about it for a while was your bosses weren't on it for the most part, right? Like you felt like you were talking to friends, and it was sort of more casual. It is growing into something different now, but it still retains a lot of old school charm.
Yeah, it feels a little bit, I would say in the past week, like I've walked back into some party with a bunch of old friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you walked into that party when it was just your friends a year and a half ago, and then you left. And then you came back and now your old friends are there, but it's also like grown, right? Like there's all these other rooms because it has been completely booming in terms of the user base.
In the weeks since the election, Blue Sky has seen its users nearly double, going from 13 million people in October to at least 22 million at the time of this recording. But that kind of growth has come with some pains. Blue Sky's COO says its 20-person team is in firefighting mode, racing to get more servers to keep up with the demand. And meanwhile, its competitors, both X and Threads, have noticed its success and are contemplating some big moves to take it down. Today on the show, Blue Sky has become the poster child for post-election posting. But is it all blue skies ahead for the social media upstart? I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and you're listening to What Next TBD, a show about technology, power, and how the future will be determined. Stick around. It's always nice to get more for less. So here's a life hack that can automatically put some extra cash in your pocket. Discover will automatically double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. So you could get some money for this holiday season and get more next holiday season. It pays to Discover. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. It's always nice to get more for less. So here's a life hack that can automatically put some extra cash in your pocket. Discover will automatically double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. So you could get some money for this holiday season and get more next holiday season. It pays to Discover. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
since Elon Musk bought X, and especially since he remade it as a proxy for the Trump campaign, there's been a lot of talk about users fleeing the platform. Perhaps that's not surprising, since a lot of Musk's policy changes alienated more progressive users. But the truth is, it's very hard to know exactly how the user base has changed.
Twitter was a public company, and as such, it had to report quarterly earnings. It had to use certain standard metrics around growth and engagement and such. It doesn't have to do that anymore. It's a private company. And so all we really have to go on are occasional pronouncements from Elon Musk and his CEO, Linda Yaccarino, about how great things are going. And then occasional studies by these third-party analytics firms that don't really have access to all the data, that are taking guesses, most of which I think taken together, my general impression is that X has pretty much plateaued since Musk has taken over in terms of users. It has certainly fallen off in terms of advertisers, and it may have also fallen off in terms of users. It's just really hard to say.
A lot has been made of this rightward shift on X and people sort of fleeing the platform. And I think one of the things that I want to try to unpack a little bit is whether there is any way to tangibly understand or quantify what effect that has had on X, what effect that has had on the voices that are on there, or if really we're just looking at anecdotes and guessing because it's not a public company.
So there actually have been some studies of what the effects have been of Musk's changes on X. And one of them was research done by my colleagues at The Post. They wrote a story. The headline is, "On Elon Musk's X, Republicans Go Viral as Democrats Disappear." That maybe would seem to overstate things. I think the Democrats who are disappearing are like the ones deactivating their accounts, but the ones who are staying are getting less and less reach relative to conservative public figures. So if you look at tweets on X that get more than 20 million views, according to X's dubious public view count measures. The number of Republicans who get those viral tweets on X has gone steadily up per quarter. So from 5 to 19 to 29, while Democrats has gone down from 8 and then 3 and then 6. So Republicans are getting more viral tweets on X. The White House, since Elon Musk took over X, the White House, its views have gone steadily down. That's the Biden White House, of course. I wouldn't be surprised to see, Trump's White House numbers go up. And it, just in general, it is becoming a conservative-leaning platform in many ways.
What has Elon said about this publicly?
He says that he wants it to be a platform for everyone, and that free speech means free speech even for his critics. Those claims are sometimes undermined by his actions, like literally blocking some of his critics.
I mean, yeah.
He had said when he took over X that, that even my worst critics should be able to be on here. And even that account I hate that tracks my private jet around can stay. And then a few weeks later, he changed that rule. It's like, actually, they can't stay. And not only that, but everybody who retweets them is getting kicked off as well. So he pays some lip service to sort of free speech for both sides. Certainly he would love for everyone to be on X, but his actions have made pretty clear that one side is more welcome than the other.
One way to track how many users X is losing is to look at the gains of the other major text-based social platforms. Take Blue Sky. It was co-founded by Jack Dorsey in 2019, and the premise was a decentralized Twitter alternative. It started as an invite-only platform and gained popularity with people who were extremely online and disenchanted with Elon Musk. Now, Blue Sky is run by engineer Jay Graber, who helped build the platform, and is majority-owned by its employees.
Blue Sky has grown by, I think, about 50%. Which is staggering. I mean, this has been around. It's not an old platform, but it's been public for 9 months. It's been around for a year and 9 months, give or take. And more than a third of its users today have joined just in the past 3 weeks. So that's been a tremendous bump. And you can also look at some metrics that give us a hint of what's happening on X. So I talked to folks from this analytics firm, SimilarWeb. They track the website that people go to when they're deactivating their X account on the web. They see how many hits that website gets. That website got its record high hits on the day after the presidential election. So 171,000 people visited the site that you only get bumped to when you try to deactivate your X account on the web. And again, that's not counting people who deactivated on mobile. So in a single day, they lost, you know, maybe 250,000 users.
Well, yeah, I wanted to sort of dig into that a little bit because Blue Sky has had, what, 8 million downloads, I think, over the past weekend, about 22 million users. Those numbers are small compared to X or Threads, but it has this buzziness, and I wonder, like, how you would describe what makes it unique. What makes it, I don't know, feel like it's sort of momentarily in the zeitgeist?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right at the time that Blue Sky was getting all this press for adding like 1 million users a day after the election, Threads came out and they were like, hey, we added an entire Blue Sky's worth of users in the past month. So come on, like, give us some credit. We're still out. We're not only way bigger, like 10 times the size in terms of registered users, more than 10 times, but we're also growing faster. But then everybody's like, well, why does it feel like everyone's on Blue Sky then? You know, why does Threads kind of feel empty? And I think there's a couple explanations for that. One of them is that there is a certain emptiness to the metrics on Threads because if you've ever used Instagram, as many people have, you get served some Threads posts right in Instagram. And it kind of encourages you. You could end up on Threads without even meaning to while scrolling through Instagram. And so, boom, there's a new Threads user. But are they ever going to, did they use it on purpose? Are they ever going to use it again? Are they actually going to post anything on there? Who knows, right? Whereas when somebody takes the trouble to sign up for Blue Sky, it was on purpose. And they usually tend to stick around and try it out for a while. So I think I have a suspicion that a lot of those Blue Sky users are much more active than a lot of the Threads users are.
Active posting about things like the election, something Meta deliberately chose not to emphasize.
One of the reasons I think Blue Sky has had the momentum since the election is that Meta made this decision quite a while ago to downplay hard news and politics across all its platforms because it just didn't like getting yelled at all the time and hauled into Congress and, you know, threatened and blamed by the left for misinformation and blamed by the right for censorship. So it was like, we're just going to be a place to connect with your friends. But the thing is, during the 2024 election, like, a lot of people wanted to be talking about politics. It was a really important thing. And so the idea, even though the actual mechanisms by which Meta suppresses political posts don't, in my experience, work all that well, just the idea that they don't want to be a place for politics. They also have really blunt moderation algorithms that, like, take down your posts if you say the wrong thing. It just turned off a lot of people. And then Mark Zuckerberg was part of this chorus of tech CEOs, billionaire tech CEOs, including the owner of my company, Jeff Bezos, disclosure, who were really congratulatory toward Trump. And he said a lot of positive things about Trump. And so if you were leaving X because you were upset about Musk being so pro-Trump, all of a sudden Threads started to look like a less appealing alternative. And all of which is to say that the people going to Blue Sky are people who are highly engaged. They're interested in news and politics. A lot of media types are going there because Blue Sky doesn't throttle links out to your website. So you just get a crowd on there that tends to generate buzz, and I think that's part of why it feels so buzzy.
When we come back, is the future of the global town square actually just lots of little ones?
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, just hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
One of the things that I find interesting is that Blue Sky has kind of doubled down on content moderation in some ways. They had all these users come to the platform, and the company told Casey Newton over at Platformer they have quadrupled their content moderation team. And there was a person at Blue Sky even posting saying, look, we might even overdo it on some of the content moderation right now, but we'd rather do that than underdo it. That is a very different place from a policy perspective than the other social platforms are at right now. They seem to be going the other way.
Yes. And I don't want to give Blue Sky too much credit here. Their human moderators are mostly contracted. Casey Newton at Platformer reported that they have gone from having 25 contracted human moderators to 100. That is laudable, I suppose, but still a tiny number. For a network with now 22 million people, a lot of whom are active, as we've discussed. But I think the bigger issue on Blue Sky that people like is that they have these user control features that really seem to work. Before the election, Blue Sky got a surge of users from X because X changed how blocking works. It used to be that if you blocked somebody on X, they couldn't see your posts anymore.
Yeah.
Musk changed that so that they can still see your posts. They just can't, if they're public, they just can't interact with them. A lot of people really didn't like that. One of the reasons people block on X is because somebody's stalking them or harassing them. And if you can't keep them from seeing your posts anymore, then you can't stop them from doing that anymore. So Blue Sky got a lot of people because Blue Sky's block feature, which is affectionately called the nuclear block, not only means they can't see your posts, but any interaction the two of you have ever had in the past goes away. They can't like do anything with you. You basically don't exist for them on the site anymore. And people seem to value that.
Yeah.
Blue Sky also supports shared block lists where you can say, look, here's 100 assholes that you should block. And if people trust you, they might block the same 100 people. That has its downsides, but a lot of people really seem to value that. And so I think it's those user sort of self-moderation features that is appealing to a lot of folks.
I want to ask you about two business model aspects. Blue Sky is built on an open source platform, and it is not making money. Does it matter? Like, do those things matter?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it's going to matter in the long run. Right now, Blue Sky is growing really fast with a very threadbare team. I think they have 20 full-time employees. And, you know, Meta has, I don't know how many tens or hundreds of thousands of employees. X has many thousand at least, even after Musk slashed the workforce. They're going to need people to do stuff like content moderation if they keep growing. When you go from a small platform to a big platform, and they're not there yet, but they're headed in that direction, you get a whole host of new problems, like people posting child sexual abuse material. You get foreign interference campaigns. It's like once you're big enough to matter all the bad folks come out and try to manipulate their platform. They're going to need money to pay for that. They do not have much revenue to speak of at this point. The only revenue they have comes from a deal with the domain service Namecheap that lets you do the thing I talked about at the beginning, where you can buy your own domain from Namecheap and then use that as your handle. That's got to be a tiny trickle of money. They have not said that they're going to do advertising. If they stick to that, that's cutting off a very large potential income source. I wouldn't be surprised if they change that someday, because every company says they're not going to do advertising until they do advertising. But yes, they're going to need to make money if they want to handle the problems that come with being a more mainstream platform in the future.
I'm just looking at the two big text-based alternatives to X, right? So you've got Blue Sky, which we've been discussing in detail. You've got Threads, which we talked about. And they're kind of like inverses of one another right now. You know, Threads comes from Meta. It comes from this enormous, well-capitalized company with a tremendous amount of infrastructure. Blue Sky is in many ways the opposite of that. And what I can't entirely figure out is whether those two companies are competitors or whether they are complementary to one another. Because when I go on Threads, it's just like people arguing about whether you were right or wrong to take your child to the grocery store with you. It is not, I want to talk about this attorney general pick.
That's a great point. I could imagine them being complementary, or at least competitors with somewhat different focuses or niches in the long run. Threads is mostly people who came over from Instagram and were curious about it. And that's not the same crowd of people who are flocking to Blue Sky to talk politics or to talk about, with their climate change research community, or to talk with people who love foraging for mushrooms. Like, there's all these weird interest communities. I mean, it's nerds, right? Like, let's be honest. Yeah. Like, Blue Sky's a bunch of nerdy people, and Threads is mostly a bunch of normal people, and so they do have very different flavors. It is telling that Meta doesn't seem to see them as complementary, because we wrote on Saturday about how Meta has taken a flurry of steps to try to respond to the rise of Blue Sky. So out of one side of its mouth, Meta is saying, oh, these guys are, we're so much bigger. Why are you paying attention to them? But then on the other hand, they're making change after change after change to try to mimic the things that people love about Blue Sky. They added these custom feeds where you can create your own feeds for your algorithm and change which one you use. They have made it so you see more posts from people you follow instead of from random strangers who disagree with you about, airline, people leaning their seatbacks on the airline or whatever. And then after we wrote that piece on Saturday, Meta doubled down. Mark Zuckerberg was like, hey, we're gonna try this idea of letting people just see a chronological feed of all the posts from people they follow. We'll see what people think about that. Like, he presented it as if it's this novel idea. Of course, the power users of Threads have been screaming for that from the beginning. And Meta was like, no, data says you're wrong. Most people don't want that. And now they're like, oh, actually, let's give that a try. So Meta clearly sees Blue Sky as a threat.
Well, where I'm going with all of this is whether it matters. In some sort of capital M way, whether different communities around the country, around the world are talking to one another or are talking on their own platforms. Like, if it's a bunch of libs on Blue Sky, are they in an echo chamber? Or, like, are we past an era of social media where everybody's in the same place?
That is a great question. I do not know the answer. It'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, X, Twitter, even in Twitter's peak, it was still a fraction of the population, right? It was still the people who really care about following news or politics or sports.
Yeah,
or culture,
but every
or whatever.
Government agency was on there.
Yes.
Every major corporation was on there. Even if it was small, it was quote unquote important.
Yes, absolutely. It was these analogies to the public square are fraught in so many ways that I had to hesitate to even say it. But there were aspects of Twitter that aspired to be a sort of digital public square. And if there are now different squares for the left and the right, what does that mean? I do not know, but it's fascinating to watch.
I mean, maybe that's why should you take your kid to the grocery store is actually the one that has the most users.
maybe in the long run, Threads doesn't need to worry so much because most people actually don't want to be, yelling about politics with their fellow ideologues all day. I do think that at least the social networks on the right, the ones that sprang up when conservatives were discontented with Twitter, right? The Truth Social and Gab and Rumble, and I can't even remember all their names. They still exist. Like they still have their communities who like being on there, who like being in their quote unquote echo chamber. They haven't gone big because I think most people probably don't want that. So it'll be really interesting to see. I mean, I've seen conservatives migrating over to Blue Sky lately. They want to troll the libs. There's a Libs of Blue Sky account now on X. That's like the equivalent of Libs of TikTok. So I do think there's maybe more of a chance for something like Blue Sky to cross the aisle a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that'll play out, but it mirrors what's happened with the media, right? I mean, the media, more and more people get their information from influencers or from news or from media outlets that align with their values and biases. And maybe that's where social media is headed as well.
Will Oremus, as always, it's great to talk to you.
I enjoyed it. Thanks, Lizzie.
Will Oremus is a tech reporter for The Washington Post. And that is it for our show today. What Next TBD is produced by Evan Campbell, Patrick Fort, and Shayna Roth. Our show is edited by Paige Osborne. Alicia Montgomery is vice president of audio for Slate, and TBD is part of the larger What Next family. And if you like what you heard today, the single best way to support us is by joining Slate Plus. You get all your Slate podcasts ad-free, including this one. We'll be back on Sunday with another episode about the tech threat to planes that you probably don't even know about. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You can find me on Blue Sky at Lizzie O'Reilly. Thanks so much for listening. It's always nice to get more for less. So here's a life hack that can automatically put some extra cash in your pocket. Discover will automatically double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. So you could get some money for this holiday season and get more next holiday season. It pays to Discover. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.